This video podcast was produced by PTSD Technology and Education as part of its Skullnet German.ie initiative. Simon Green from Challenging Ideas talks teachers through how they can incorporate his creative activity, Stroop, into their classrooms. This resource is focused on the target language of German and links to the Strand 1 and 2 Communicative Competence and Language Awareness. Elements spoken interaction and reflecting on how the target language works in the junior cycle modern foreign language specification.
Stroop is based on the American psychologist Dr. Stroop, who wanted to show that meaning can interfere with learning. By focusing on form before meaning, the pupil is encouraged to think more creatively about the language. First of all, show the pupils a nonsense word and say to them, "Tell me only the colour you see, not what the word says." You want the pupil to say red. Then show a list of 9 nonsense words in 5 different colours and ask one pupil to read out loud the colours in sequence in English, not the words. Time the activity. It is easier with nonsense words because there is no interference of meaning. Check the time, usually 10 seconds or so. Now repeat the exercise with the same pupil, but this time in German. Check the time. You want them to read Rot, Gelb, Schwarz. Compare the times. Quite often, the times for the German examples are longer than for nonsense. Meaning can interfere with form, and many pupils find German difficult because they are taught implicitly to look for meaning first and form second. By reversing this process and slowing it down, we help pupils to think more creatively about the German they are learning.
The activities used in this podcast can be found on German.ie and Skullnet. A link to the actual resource being spoken about can be found here.